Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
I tell you what. When we get her back on February 23rd, we will appropriately play this for her. That's my prediction today. Joining us right now, they call her the heavy-hitting diva, Franchione Cruz-Dizern. What's going on, diva?
Hey, guys. I love the intro.
This is the fight of a lifetime for you. The journey to get here. I know it's all about winning, but how rewarding is this to get this title fight against the pound-for-pound best fighter in the game?
Well, it's rewarding. It's more of a return on investment because I've been there every step. You know, before it was a Clarissa Shields, it was a Franchione Cruz. Then now it's Franchione Cruz-Dizern. So it's just return on investment and opportunity to push women boxing forward. So I'm very, very, very honored.
Now, you made your pro. Didn't you make your debut against her?
Yeah, made a pro debut against her, and we were rivals during the Olympic run.
So now you meet her, you know, almost a decade later. How do you match up? I mean, they always say, you know, the fights are all about matchups. How do you match up your styles with each other?
Well, you know, it's cool. We're really familiar with each other. So for me, I'm intellectual, right? So it's more of a chess game than checkers. Like, of course, we both know how to fight. We know we're both good at what we do. But it's like, this is the opportunity to push myself. How can I add to my game? And our style is a very explosive type fight. I'm a heavy hitter. I don't back down. I know how to box, bang. And she got a lot of will, too. So it's going to be very, very exciting.
Yeah. So what do you take away from the first fight that maybe you can probably use to benefit you in this one? If anything,
you know, they called me 2.5 weeks prior. I was literally not in training. I was training for actually going for the 2020 Olympics. So I wasn't even ever thinking of going pro. So they called me and I took the fight on a 2.5 week notice. So, you know, of course, having more opportunity to train, have more experience as a professional. But, hey, it is what it is.
Franchione Cruz-Dizern joining us right now. You talk about your training. Take us through a typical day of your training, getting ready for this heavyweight fight.
Well, I have the best training partner in life, which is my life partner, husband, Glenn Dizern Jr. And he eats, sleeps, and craps boxing. So it's never rest. You get up in the morning, you go running. And it's in phases too. You know, as you do your pre-camp before full camp, pre-camp, you just maintain. Then full camp, you're up in the morning doing either cardio, strength and conditioning, then you have your boxing technique midday. And if you feel up to it, you either do something in the evening or you do recovery. A lot of, for me, because I've been doing this a while, mental preparation as well, because I'm going into the lion's den. But also nutrition is very important. So I have a great lifestyle, and I have professionals I work with. So it's training, focus, eating right, and sleeping.
I got it. You have such an interesting story, though. Beyond, I mean, the fact that you're also a belt holder, you've been a champion, you're fighting for the heavyweight championship. You wanted to be a singer, and you were a contestant on American Idol, and you're still involved in music. And yet, what was your motivation? What inspired you to become a boxer?
Maybe I should have named myself Zelda, because I definitely went on a side mission. But I always could fight, though. I have all brothers, so fighting wasn't foreign to me. I moved to Baltimore when I was very, very young. You know, VA made me, Baltimore raised me, DMV embraced me, and I had to fight. So, you know, I was in a studio. A friend said you could lose 5 pounds in one day, and at that time you had to be skinny and do all these things to be like a super pop star. And I said, 5 pounds in one day, take me to the gym. And they took me, and I never, ever left. So, yes.
I love this story. I mean, obviously, I've seen Clarissa's story. I've watched the movie. But it's something to see, like, this is a championship fight, and being one of the best fighters in the world in women's boxing, it's got to mean something to you because you're in such a small percentage of people.
Of the world, yeah.
Yeah. And speak to her movie. They purposely not put me in it, but I was there every step of the way. Like, they took my accolades and put somebody else's face on it. So when they were talking about the number one to beat, that was me.
Yeah.
But being in the one, you know, I'm still so motivated and hungry. I think once I accomplish what I need to accomplish February 22nd, and when I finally, you know, transition into different aspect and things in my life, I'll stop and smell the roses. But I feel like I'm still a racehorse, and I'm just focused on winning and my goals.
Well,
I'm very grateful.
we are proud of you. We will be right behind you. The fight will be Sunday, February 22nd, from the Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. You can find it on the Zone Network. We'll be watching and cheering for you. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you so much. Talk to you later.
Hope to get you back on after the fight.
That's cool. Play that song appropriately. That's like, a big fight.
When you were telling me about it, I'm like, we got a big fight coming up. And then all of a sudden you said Clarissa Shields. I went, she's fighting Clarissa Shields? I don't know if you know this. She was in the news because 50 was talking about her. Mm-hmm. And
going in on her, man.
Yeah, talking. I guess, what was it, about how she looks outside of the ring and in the ring? Like, I don't know. It was something.
It was very pretty.
Yeah. They both are.
Yeah, they both are. This is such an interesting story because this is like the number one contender. The number one pound fighter who happens to be the champion right now. Both interesting people. One is a movie made about it. One's a professional singer. It's really crazy.
I was telling you, Alan Ritchson, the guy that plays Jack Reacher, he was on American Idol. And you go back and watch it's hilarious. Go back. He can sing. Go back and watch the video. I think Paula wanted to take him home.
Everybody wants to take him home.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I mean, that's a big deal. That's huge, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not getting it. I'm going to watch it.
I'm going to watch it, too. I think this is very interesting. And the title she won, the super middleweight champion, I'm talking about Cruz, Shields vacated that title. She has been every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
She's been there the whole time, like, you know, just rivals. Where she won the title vacated by Shields, like, whenever it was, 23 or 13 or something, a long time ago.
Now, I know you know this as well as, I mean, we've all seen it, taking a fight on short notice. Yeah. How difficult is it to, I mean, you're speeding up what might have been a 3-month camp or
Absolutely.
Something.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot. I mean, but people, they do. I mean, one of the Diaz brothers are famous for that in MMA. Like, if somebody gets hurt, doesn't pass physical, yeah, I'll go.
Yeah.
It's a tough thing to do, though.
I wanted to ask her, and I it's probably inappropriate, do female boxers abstain? What do you think, Ed?
I don't know.
No.
I wish you would have asked it. I wish she was in the studio, you would have asked her.
When she comes back after the victory.
We'll get in here.
I'll ask her husband. We'll get him on. Hey, does she? Oh, sorry. No, I mean, because it is an interesting thing. Boxers have always said whether or not that's a
I don't think they do.
Myth or whatever.
I don't believe it.
There's a lot of people that believe it.
I don't believe that. You think we hear anything on Harbaugh's future today? We'll talk about that at 9:30. But on the other side, Jeremy Cohn, it's the Daily Line.
Yeah, we'll get into the plays for tonight. Lots of great college basketball games. Last night was not my night. I did have a couple of nice calls, especially on the totals. I told you Cornell over, William & Mary over. Both of those hit, but wasn't much more than that. I had some really tough losses. So get into tonight.
You honestly think Mike Tyson abstained?
From what? Spinal. give you the plays coming up next here on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mobley's going to bring it out. Pass off to Tilly. Oh, he missed it. They got a foul quickly. Doesn't look like they're going to be able to. And Nebraska stays perfect. 15-0.
Yeah, man, that one sucked. Courtesy of FS1.
What'd you have on it?
I had Ohio State. And they started off a little slow. It was a great game. It was back and forth. And even still at the end of the game, you had plenty of opportunities. It's just a damn shame that Ohio State got started so late. And even by saying that, saying started late, like they were down 6 or 8, it felt like the entire game until the second half.
Yeah.
And then they made their run. But yeah, we fell short in that one. And last night wasn't pleasant for me. Nobody likes to come on and admit these things, but... Lost Ohio State. I hit William & Mary College of Charleston over. Bulls and Celtics could not hit water if they fell out of a freaking boat. I think Jaylen Brown made 6 shots last night and really? Took like 27. And the both teams sucked last night. So it turns out to be a bad play. Detroit and Ottawa turned out to be a shootout. I had Milwaukee, and then here's another one. Milwaukee was favored by 2.5. They get down 20-some points, come all the way back, lose by 3. It's just like they want to tease. They're teasing you. Yeah. Hey, here it comes. You're going to have a chance. Psych. Pull the football away. Son of bitches. I had the under in the Mammoth Rangers game. That hit. The over in the Cornell Columbus game. If people want to start listening to me about this Cornell team, they don't play defense. They make buckets. I mean, here, let me do this one more time. Last night, they played Columbia. Or yesterday, it was like 6 o'clock they played. You guys know what the score was of that game? 104-99.
Really?
It's a 40-minute game.
College game.
How are you scoring 200 points combined? And it's every game like this for Cornell. Like, look at this. They played they scored 133 points on some crappy-ass school in 40 minutes. Michigan State dropped 114 on them. Their total was 170. It went over by 30-some points. They've just been printing tickets here. Go ahead, cash those tickets. Cornell over is always a good one. So... where do we go from here? What are we looking at tonight? First of all, let me tell you, the Daily Line is sponsored by LifeMed. Guys, regain confidence and performance in the bedroom with Gainswave Therapy at LifeMed Institute. Gainswave is a revolutionary non-invasive ED treatment. Call 410-575-1200 or visit LifeMedInstitute.com to find out
LifeMed
more.
LifeMed trains the fighter we just had on.
Yeah. I mean, look, Life Med does everything.
Yeah.
It's the best. It's the best. I feel like Nacho Libre. All right, let's do this. Let me start off in the NBA. We have five home dogs tonight. I think the one that's live to win outright is Memphis over the Spurs. Give me the Grizzlies plus the 5.5 at home. They've been a better home team than they've been on the road, which is normal, I think, for most teams. But they've been way better at home than they've been on the road. Kind of like the same thing. Utah Jazz. You do not bet on the Utah Jazz on the road. You just don't.
They're bad.
They play well at home. It's like, I love betting their overs, especially when they're at home, because you know they're going to score at right. home. And you get games like that. But anyway, let me get the NHL, where I don't have any totals that I'm going to play today. I'm on Winnipeg, minus the 110, and I like Tampa Bay as a small dog, if you want to call them that. It's kind of even money, like plus 100, but you might find them minus 105 to minus 120 to plus 120. You know, it's kind of in that range in a pick 'em type game. But I do like the Lightning, and I like the Jets. Winnipeg Jets, I want to be clear. I don't want anybody thinking I like that.
Oh, we Jets. Know it's not that Jets. That season's over.
Just to talk about this, I like Tennessee tonight. I like Florida. Those are the two big favorites I like. I think both of them handle business. Western Michigan, Miami of Ohio to go over the 160.5. Iowa and Minnesota, I have no idea what happened to Iowa's offense. They play so slow. 129.5 is the total. I mean, you guys look like St. Peter's out there, and they play, just ugly basketball. And my upset special tonight, and I've actually seen, maybe you can't even call it an upset anymore, because in some books, they're -1, 1.5. I saw them at +1. Take it on the money line, whatever. Give me Louisville. Louisville tonight, I think it's a big win. It's going to be a
You've
good
been saying
game.
That. You think so?
Yeah, I think Louisville. They're playing Duke. Everybody, they see Duke -1.5, and who does everybody want to bet on? I just think Louisville not runs them out of the gym, but handles business and handles this team. And honestly, I think Houston's a good play, -6 against Texas Tech. I did not make them an official play. The other thing I want to say is, since I'm going on vacation and I won't be around,
Can we make your picks for you?
Yeah, if you can.
I'll do that for you.
I love Oregon plus the points. Mm-hmm. I think they cover against Indiana. I'm not going to call the upset. Everything in my algorithm, go ahead and drink, tells me to take the under in that game as well, thinking it's going to be a very slow defensive
Oregon
game.
Oregon versus who?
Indiana.
Okay.
I like Oregon plus the 4.
I'm always taking the under for Miami games.
Yeah, and then that's the other thing. Miami, and I like Miami -3.5. You're not going to see me on public teams too much. It's kind of surprised that there was more money coming in, a little bit more on Miami. But if you look at Miami, what they do is they take away your run game, and they make you one-dimensional. And Ole Miss is very good at throwing the football, don't get me wrong, but Lacey is a big part of what they do, and I feel like if they take it away, they're going to make life miserable for Chambliss. I like Miami to be in the national championship. I'll pick Oregon to win outright just because I'm taking them plus the points, but I'm kind of hoping Indiana wins by 3, if you know what I'm saying.
So you think Oregon can beat Indiana?
I think Oregon can win the national championship. This is a revenge spot. Indiana went in to beat Oregon.
That's true, yeah.
By a couple of points in Oregon. I remember talking about that game saying, I think Big Brother shows them up. Now they got embarrassed at home, and you get a chance to come back. Easier said than done. And one of the reasons why I'm telling you, I think the under is a good play in that game. Fernando Mendoza's passing numbers, or his prop, is 209.5. It's the guy who won the Heisman. You think he's not the guy that's rushing for 150 yards a game. You think he's going to throw for 209.5? That's telling me a lot about how this game flow is going to go.
I think Miami can win it. Their defense is just their defense is legit, man.
You got a coked
How'd
up.
How'd it go from what it was early in the season? That's coaching.
You got a coked up Michael Irvin swinging a belt on the sideline. Like, it doesn't get any better than that, right?
Somebody asked me, is he still on that stuff? I said, well, I think Michael Irvin is one of those rare people that if he stopped today, he'd be dead by the end of the week. Yeah. I'm serious, man. I think it keeps him alive. I'm not condoning. I'm just saying.
It's rough.
I don't think he can.
Let me give you my thoughts on the NFL games real quick. I like the Rams, to another revenge spot. They lost to Carolina in Carolina. I think they go out and win. Jacksonville, Buffalo. I think I'm going to take Jacksonville. I thought I was taking Buffalo yesterday, but I think whoever wins that game is going to the Super Bowl in the
me
AFC.
Too. I think it's Jacksonville.
I love Philadelphia at home. I've been saying it all year long. San Fran, there's something wrong with that defense. There's something wrong with Philly's offense, but I think they can figure it out at home. I like Pitt plus the points, but the under might be the best play in that game. I think Green Bay beats Chicago. What's the one game I'm missing? I missed a playoff game. It's not even, I didn't write one down. Who didn't I have there? It must, the Chargers and Patriots. Ah, man.
Patriots.
Take the Chargers.
Take the Patriots.
I think the Chargers cover in that game.
They cover.
Yeah.
Who wins?
I don't care. Unless I'm betting the money line. I mean, Patriots are a good team, but the weird thing about the Patriots is that, like, if you look at their schedule, who...
You nasty twin.
I don't care. People keep talking about they've had the easiest strength of schedule, I think they said, in NFL history.
Really? The Patriots?
Yeah. So, buyer beware. I'm not telling you they're not for real.
And they got the seven C's. It'll continue to be easy.
Yeah, so... Anyway, but that's what I like for this week, and...
Texans went on the road. Jaguars went at home. Patriots went at home.
I think Jags-Bills is the toughest game.
On the other side, Rams went on the road. Philly wins at home. Bears went at home.
I'll throw out two prop plays, too. I've been saying it all year long. The Buffalo Bills do not allow tight ends to catch footballs. They don't. Take
their own or other teams?
No, the other teams. Take Brenton Strange under 3.5 receptions and under his 32.5 yards. I remember talking about this when you talk about some of the best tight ends in the league.
Bad.
Go look at what Buffalo has done.
They're showing. They just showed Tyler Loop, and now they're showing Scott Norwood.
Oh, man.
I told you.
Oh, my gosh.
Talked about it yesterday.
Same kick. It's the same kick.
It is. Wide right.
Finkel is Einhorn, and Einhorn is Finkel.
And now they're showing, Gary Anderson, NFC Championship game 1998.
He hadn't missed all season, right?
They hadn't missed all season, and he goes wide left.
They should be showing Mike Vanderjack in the playoffs, too. Did not miss this all season. Missed in the playoffs.
Idiot kicker.
Yeah.
Wow. Joe LaCroix's, I'm done. Joe LaCroix's encore at 9:45, but on the other side, all the talking heads naturally are talking about it. They're wondering what's going on as well. I think, Mike Preston may have mentioned it too. It kind of Steve Bisciotti's responsibility to let us know what's going on real soon. Do you think you hear about Harbaugh's future today? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Super grateful and appreciative of Harbaugh. He's a big reason why I'm here. He's a big reason why I even had a chance to play fullback. I was an undrafted defensive lineman out of Maine, and he could have just looked at me as that, but he saw something in me and gave me the opportunity to make this team. And I just have a lot of respect for him. I think he's a great leader. I think he's a great coach. And I would love to keep playing for him. And I know how much he means to the guys in this locker room and to this organization. And he just loves football. He loves us. So that's all you really want out of a head coach.
Now, we talked about yesterday how there was some comments made by guys, including Lamar Jackson, that didn't seem like ringing endorsements of John Harbaugh. So we would be remiss not to play that one by Patrick Ricard. A fullback, and as I asked Ed earlier, how many fullbacks are there in the National Football League? Not many teams use those. So I expect Pat Ricard to be a guy that would give Harbaugh a ringing endorsement. I expect that. And I also expect there are at least 53 men in that locker room, Jeremy. They all have different opinions. So when players say the locker room doesn't love them, what part of the locker room are you talking about?
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you that guys, Pat Ricard is not the only one who adores John Harbaugh in that locker room. He's not. And there are guys who probably can't wait for him to leave. So it's up to the owner, Steve Bisciotti, to make the right decision that he thinks based on what's best for the future of the organization.
Yeah, look, it's what did they – I'm trying to think what he said in Roadhouse. Opinions vary, right? No matter who you ask about someone, something, there are going to be people that like him, people that don't.
Yeah.
Ultimately, you make up your own mind. It is kind of different in sports where everything is guarded. And this – I feel like in Baltimore – the one thing you could say about John Harbaugh is he has been loyal to his coaches, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But you can also say he's been very loyal to his coaches, which is also a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're at this point where the one constant's been him. The more and more I'm looking at it, I think they bring him back, and I can't believe I'm saying that.
Well, you're saying you think they will. You're not saying what you want.
Well,
now, if you say you wanted him back, then I would say, I can't believe you're saying that.
Yeah, I just time for a change. And for anyone that says, well, who are you going to get? It doesn't matter. Yeah, anyone.
I hate that question.
Anyone.
Who was John Harbaugh? How many of you had to Google John Harbaugh when they hired him? When they interviewed him? John Harbaugh, I mean.
Who was Ben Johnson Jason before Garrett. Ben Johnson? Just an offensive coordinator. Now he's the greatest coach in Bears history, right?
Who was Matt Eberflus? Oh, that's not,
that's not a good one.
He just got fired again today by the Cowboys.
I go back to Washington. If you look at Washington, the head coach there was Jay Gruden. And on his staff, you had McVay, Shanahan, LaFleur, and I think there's one other one, maybe it was Cincinnati's coach, in that grouping.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious that Washington picked Gruden as the coach and all the other ones ended up being really good coaches.
Where's Jay Gruden now?
Who cares?
He is out of the league.
Yeah.
His last job was working for his former assistant. He was a consultant in 2022 with the Rams. He is out of the league. That's hard to believe, isn't
it? And you know what that is? I think that's Sean McVay just throwing him a bone. Former,
but it only lasted 1 year, so.
Yeah. Well, that's.
That tells you.
Go ahead and own that damn thing. I gave it to you. But again, like.
And what do you expect? You expect him to be back next year?
I do. 100% expect
what do you want?
To be back. I want to be back. I don't know. He makes decisions that I question, but something he has answers that I say, okay. You had Lamar hurt for a long portion of this year. You had a bad run in the beginning that cost them. They've had
even
some
when Lamar
bad
was
breaks.
Playing, most of the time he was hurt.
Yeah. So I think this game, I think he may have felt better with that flak jacket or whatever caused it because his passes were better.
Oh, yeah.
That one much better.
That was a great catch by Likely, but he threw that ball over one defender in front of the other defender. Yeah.
And even the ones where the guys are wide open, you still got to drop in the bucket. And not even, and sometimes you'll see guys open by 5 yards.
They weren't waiting for it.
And it's over their head. And they're waiting for it. So it's. I think he has been hurt.
He hit, what was that Likely? He hit Zay on that one deep ball. He was wide open. But Zay didn't have to break stride, not allowing the defender to catch up with him. Yeah. So I agree with you. He looked to be at his sharpest that he's been since probably early in the season on Sunday. Trey and Joppa, what's up, Trey?
What's going on, fellas?
Hanging in there. How are you?
Not bad. Just on the Harbaugh topic, real quick. I'm always going to preface this. I'm not going to say I could care less if he's back or not. But that's not why I'm not saying what I'm about to say to advocate for him. I should say that. I don't know why we don't use we use context clues as people create narratives when it benefits the agenda we're trying to push. Why don't players come out and speak up against Harbaugh? They do it. You see it in sports all the time. I mean, especially prestigious guys. See it in the NBA, even baseball, even in football. When guys have a disagreement or don't agree with coaching, they say something about it.
Who? Like, who? It's almost the NBA does it because it bitches. Give me a football player that came out
exactly
and disagreed with him.
I can't give you one.
Give me baseball.
You said guys do it around the NFL though.
Well,
baseball.
To be fair to Trey, Drake London had some comments. They were asking him about the coach. But I don't think guys are sitting here waiting to go, "Hey, this coach sucks. Get rid of him." You don't normally hear that through the media.
Because if you don't get rid of him, then that means the coach is in control. What does that mean for you? I think it takes a rare star. I personally believe the only one that can criticize Harbaugh
is Lamar.
Harbaugh stays around and gets away with it is Lamar.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Anybody else, Harbaugh has the authority, the power to make you disappear. So you got to be careful with that. Just like it says, there's only one of 32 head coaching jobs. Not a lot of starting jobs in the National Football League either. Mm. So I think it's also a thing of being professional. You guys want reality TV. Which ain't reality, by the way. You want reality TV when people get on and there's Stephen A. Smith. You know, they're Colin Cowherd.
I'm so glad you said that.
People can't do that when they're life. Exactly.
This is not life. Why, do you do this at your job, sir? Do you go in and when your boss makes a bad decision, you're an ass! God, who hired you?
You're
the idiot. But you can't do that.
Those guys are paid to rattle the cage. However,
ridiculous.
If ESPN did something moronic, Stephen A. Smith is not getting on blasting them. He's not blasting his own employer. And ESPN does some questionable things. You don't see those guys getting on TV calling their network out. They'll call other people out because they don't work for them. And their jobs is to cause start fires. So you guys wanting these players to call out their teams and stuff like that, again, I would love for you to call in one day and say, my name is, whatever your name is, I work for this company, and they are asses. Why are they asses? Because they did this, that, and that. Give us your full name. You're not going to do it.
Let me ask you this, though. Because I do think we've heard players, especially, leave it at this, where you called NBA players bitches. I think you've heard wide receivers complain about not getting the ball enough, which is a direct reflection of usually the offensive coordinator. You've seen those guys fight. We saw T.O. and, what was it, Todd Haley out there screaming at each other.
But that's a Hall of Famer.
We've seen that stuff. But it takes, remember when George Pickens was talking and we're like, you're not good enough to talk yet.
And what happened?
Now you're good enough to talk, George.
And he's not talking now. He's not talking now. You know why? Because now he has something to lose.
Yep.
And so he's not talking so loudly now. Billy in East Baltimore. What's up, Billy?
Billy. What it is, man?
It's hanging in there, man. Where you
what
been?
What it do?
Man, I've been ducked off, man, trying to duck the smoke we had to go through, man. Man, now this the question I'm at this call to ask. How much time left was on the clock when Blackie made that catch, man?
There were 14
seconds. Then Lamar downed it, and there was 11 seconds.
Or they called
we
a timeout.
Timeouts,
yeah.
We had two timeouts with the 14 seconds, right?
So they had to use one, so you had one left.
One
you
left.
Could have essentially ran one play or something
ran,
to the outside.
We pulled a ran and never played a hit. No, we both probably ran a play for Andrews. He needed at least like 5 more yards.
Here's the thing, though, Billy.
Too much pressure for him, man.
I would have ran another play, too. I would have ran one to the back of the end zone, to be honest with you. I tried to put the ball in the end zone. However, I am not beating up on the coaching staff for leaving it up to an NFL kicker for a 44-yard field goal.
Yeah,
I'm not blaming him.
Let me throw you the other side of it. So Harbaugh runs the next play and somebody fumbles, or, as we said, there's a holding call. Now it's a 54-yard field goal.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If that happens, and it's a big if, I'm still running a play. I'm rolling the dice.
But it's a 44. At the end of the day, it's a 44-yard field goal. And I said it before, I've seen high school kickers kick that easily.
He made every kick under 49 yards.
Yeah.
So, you know, so.
You know, let's go to Jonathan in Essex. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, I want to say, man, you guys look good, man. You guys are handsome, dude.
Man, I don't believe that you say, man.
Rob, you try to look strong. Ed, try to look professional.
See, I know it's coming.
And Jeremy, you know, he's trying to be Jeremy, so that's cool. Somebody called me up and said, damn, Jeremy's old. No, he's not. He said, look, I'm calling about Harbaugh. At the end of the day, everybody says Harbaugh will get another job. Guess what? When Harbaugh got this job, he had a Hall of Famers. He had Ray Lewis. He had Ed Reed. He had Terrell Suggs. Who wouldn't be successful with that?
And on top of that, Jonathan, on top of that right now, he was starting to lose, and then he got this guy named Lamar Jackson, and everything turned around.
Lamar Jackson. Exactly, Rob. Then he got Lamar Jackson. I'm not sure Harbaugh's a bad guy, but he's out of the way. He's done. He's outgrown the team, and the team has outgrown him. I wouldn't care who they get. I really like to see John Gruden, plain and simple. Mm. That's my pick, John Gruden.
You done lost your mind, man. You done lost your natural mind right now. I want you to look at John. Go online. Look at John Gruden's career record after he won the Super Bowl. Look it up. And then get back with us tomorrow and tell me how much you want John Gruden.
I said, why don't you read his emails?
Yeah.
There's that. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ed gets up and leaves the room.
10 seconds before we're coming
yes.
back.
The commercial break is 5 minutes. He sits down for 4 minutes and 50 seconds and then walks out.
And he still has no idea.
And it's to the point now where Joe doesn't even get up and yell down the hall for him anymore. I wish Joe had his camera right now. Joe doesn't. Remember Joe used to get up? What are you doing?
What's he? Is he
get back here.
What's he doing? Prepping a brisket? I mean, come on, dude.
Now Joe just says, I got two. I'm all right. I still got two.
He's like, here he comes. Hey, how you doing?
I'm with a shopping bag. What are you doing? The commercial break is for 5 minutes. And he sits down for 4 minutes and 50 seconds and gets up.
Your timing is impeccable.
Was that Instacart?
Always has been.
Was that Instacart?
No. That's my Ninja protein shake maker.
Did you call me?
You heard me.
What do you mean, you people? Oh, God, I got to take these back. I'm crying. Oh, my goodness.
And that's the encore of the day.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. Encore brought to you by Lion's Den. Pleasure, passion, romance. Seriously, hey, a lot of nice stuff there. So, don't, if you're going to fail in any room in the house, make it the kitchen. All right? Just a little word of advice.
You can always order out.
Oh, yeah, you can always order out. You don't want the UPS guys all smiley in your neighborhood.
Even bad pizza is still pizza.
Yes, exactly.
Check it out, though. Gabe in Baltimore. What's up, Gabe? Gabe, I tried, man. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What did you learn today, Ed Norris?
Two quick things. I just want to, we had Franchon Cruz DAZN on earlier, who's fighting Clarissa Shields next month in Detroit for the heavyweight championship, and wish her luck. Both of them are very interesting women, and two of the best fighters in the world, so it was fun having her on today. And tomorrow, people know Bob Popick, right? The DJ for the Orioles and the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said he had passed, and the Mount Washington Tavern is having a fundraiser, a memorial for him, tomorrow. A memorial service and cancer fundraiser from 5 to 8 at the tavern. So it's a great cause. Popick was extremely popular in this town, and sad to see him, the hole he's left behind. But thank you to the owners of the tavern, Rob and Dave and Buck and all. I'll be there. I'll stop by tomorrow night, but it's tomorrow night, 5 to 8 at the tavern, Bob Popick Memorial and Pancreatic Cancer Fundraiser, 5 to 8 tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Today is National Cuddle Up Day, so if you have a dog, spend some time to cuddle up with your dog. Today is also National Shortbread Day. You like shortbread?
Mm-hmm.
You do? Shortbread. I like it's Lorna Doones. Is that shortbread?
Yeah,
I like those. Yep. I like those. Also, today is National Bean Day. What's your favorite bean, Egg?
Bean.
Black beans.
Mm-hmm. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Mine would be kidney beans because I love chili.
Oh, yeah.
So mine would be just by that would be.
Mine would, I like lupini beans.
I like bean alone.
I got a lot of birthdays. Today, Lou Holtz turns 89. Former NFL receiver Harold Jackson turns 80. Nancy Lopez, former golfer, turns 69. Howie Long turns 65. Sean Landetta, former punter, 64. Norm Charlton from the Nasty Boys turns 63. Charles Haley turns 62. Former volleyball player Gabrielle Reese turns 56. Keely McCardell, who used to crush the Ravens, turns 56. Asante Samuel, former DB, turns 45. And Jameis Winston, you guys love him. Today he turns 32. Gilbert Arenas and A.J. Hawk share birthday. Who's older, Joe?
A.J. Hawk.
Jeremy?
Gil.
Hawk.
Today, Gilbert Arenas turns 44, A.J. Hawk 42.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to give you guys a heads up. I checked my homeowner's insurance policy.
Uh-huh.
You know if your blanket gets stolen, you're not covered? Sorry. I used to procrastinate, then I went pro. When you're grown up, nobody asks your favorite dinosaur anymore. It's like they don't even care. Stupid.
I'll get that one. I'll get that one.
You get it? It's, yeah. Being a kid. Just came across my wife's Tinder profile, and I'm so pissed off about her lies. She's not fun to be around. My friend opened a petting zoo with just one bull, but nobody went. He was charging too much.
So dumb.
Apparently, I had an interview with a better company is not an acceptable reason for being late to work. Did you hear the U.S. will no longer be making the penny? So the government really doesn't make sense anymore. A good wife will always be by your side during bad times, mostly just to remind you that none of this would happen if you'd listened to her. I'm currently reading a book on DIY house construction. It's by Bill Jerome Holmes.
Bill Jerome Holmes.
Got it. It's by Bill Jerome Holmes. Yes. Oh, man. Here, let me see if I can find another one, and I'll get to the doozy of them all. I was going to quit all my bad habits for the new year, but then I remembered nobody likes a quitter. Shout out to everyone currently lying to themselves about going to the gym on January 1st. See y'all at McDonald's on the 2nd. It's January 1st, so I can say I have not showered in a year. I've not eaten in a year. I've not used the toilet in a year. You guys can use those corny stuff. Last one here for you. I finally got to see my doctor yesterday. I showed her the rash on my balls, but she just ignored it and kept pushing her cart through Costco.
Yeah!
That's a doozy to go out on.
Benny and Hedy up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.